Shri Paramatmane Namaha.
All those who are guiding in this field of spirituality have the right to say that they are teaching the truth, the true spirituality. All have the right. So I also have the right to say, without the least doubt, that I am teaching the purest spirituality that I know. And by this, I mean to convey to you that those who have divided life into compartments of worldly life and spiritual life are false people. I disagree with them. Life is one. There are only two angles from which life can be led. One angle, one direction is worldly. Another direction is spiritual. The external world, the activities will be the same. The inner motive will change. I agree 100% with that great saint whose portrait is there in my house, in that hall, Swami Sharanandji, and the writing is also there in Hindi. As if I translate into English, the Hindi, those who lead the worldly life correctly, they alone experience God. This is the first sentence. Jo sansar ka jeevan theek prakar se jeete hain, Bhagwan unhe hi milte hain. In Hindi, the word he, only they. I have also not read elsewhere such pronouncement. Swami Ramsukhdas ji has said these things in different words many times. And I agree with him 100%. Those who lead the worldly life correctly, they alone realize the self, experience God. To my mind, this is the real spiritual pronouncement. And when the aim of life becomes realization of self, and one starts leading the life correctly, according to these words, one will experience what actually spirituality is. At another place, they have said, it is walking on the edge of a sword, just like walking. Because leading life correctly in the world is not easy. And to my mind, what these people have done by dividing life into two parts, this is spiritual and religious, this is worldly, they deviate from truth. My aim is to tell you the spirituality of the first category, the highest. May not there be even 100 people, may not there be 10 people, may there be one. Even if there is not one, I will go on saying the highest. Let the walls listen. I will not compromise. If there is not even one, and he says, no, it's not possible, I will say, okay. I will rather end up my physical existence saying the truth as I know it. You have to realize the self inside, and that peace is within you. You have to experience it, and not only experience during the time of meditation. It should continue even in the market. And the great sermon we are following, I mean Bhagavad Gita, says it should continue in the battlefield. It was given in the battlefield, nowhere else. Two things were quite easy and possible and easy for Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna could have instigated him, Arjun. Oh, these are the people who wrongfully took over your kingdom, your enemies, who insulted your wife and tried to kill you all several times. They are the enemies. Kill them. And then, being motivated by the Lord in rage, in anger, he would have started the war, battle. This Krishna did not do. He did not instigate. Another thing, after the sermon was over, it could also have happened that Arjun might have said to the Lord, "Oh, you have given me the real teaching about life, and I have come to know that without knowing the self, realizing the self, life is meaningless. And for that you said that in chapter 6th, meditation is there, all the matter. So I have known the gist of the teaching. I am going to Haridwar there. Kurukshetra, the battlefield, is not very far away from there." He could have said, "I am going there, you also please be with me there as my guru. Let us sit on the banks of the Ganges and meditate there to realize the self. Others will decide the matter. All right, brothers, and you all the people, others there, my cousins, etc., you fight and decide. I am going for self-realization with my guru." This did not happen. The third thing happened and must happen. If you find it your duty to fight with them and even to kill them, then fight with them and kill them, but remain peaceful from inside. Don't kill them in rage and anger and due to animosity. No. Then it will be a bondage in you and with you. Duty should be performed in calmness, quietness, peacefully. You find your duty that these are the people who are doing wrong things and they should be punished. And what I am saying is just, and as a warrior it is my duty, fight with them. If they are to be killed, let them be killed. But don't have the animosity inside. It should be the feeling of duty. The most difficult thing, one of the most difficult things. Spirituality in action. Spirituality in the world. While leading the normal life. While taking life as it is coming. Then remaining spiritual. That is the real spirituality. Things happen, and when there are things around, if we have known the self, we remain peaceful and full of love for everybody, not ignoring any duty. Spirituality in action, 24 hours, always, all the time. Now somebody would say, it's very difficult. Yes. It is difficult, but it is not possible for me to mix truth and untruth. I don't tolerate adulteration. No adulteration. This is our path. I do not mean that those great people throughout the world who are leading a different type of life, I mean they are having a different path, do not reach. They also reach. I have myself sat at their feet, and they don't have that type of life. They don't have families. They don't work in the office or somewhere. So many people, great people. Even Ramana Maharishi was in the ashram, and definitely one of the greatest persons, undoubtedly. Sri Aurobindo, leaving this life of activity, he went to Pondicherry, became one of the greatest men of our own age. We bow to him. I myself met Muktanandji, a great yogi of our own times, Anandamayi Ma, a great yogi. They were the greatest, no doubt about it. One of the greatest, no doubt. Swami Ram Sukhdasji, at whose feet I bowed, a sannyasi, different type of life. But then, I would say, I have my own. This is this, like this, not changing anything, remaining wherever I have been put by God, doing the work which has come to my share, putting on the clothes according to season and the place and time, any clothes. In summer here, pajama and kurta must be there. If I am there in England, I have no problem in having a suit. These are external things. Of course, in certain things, I will never compromise. For example, vegetarian food is a must. It should be taken. Wine should not be taken. In the fundamentals, we don't compromise anyway. Why I have said this thing? Try to evolve in this way. Then you will be free of all conflicts one day. No conflict. And happiness and peace and love all the 24 hours. At every place. One following such a path need not think about heaven and hell. But if at all he happens to be hell, the hell will become heaven for him. This is our spirituality. Very clear. And things which happen are always more genuine, more true than things which are made to happen. Because we have accepted life in totality. Totality. Rejecting nothing. And that does not mean that we accept the evil things, the bad habits. No. Never. Things which are against discrimination, we don't accept. Prohibited activities we never do. Illegality or immorality have no place at all in our life, come what may. Spirituality in action. Spirituality in the world. While leading the normal life. While taking life as it is coming. Then remaining spiritual.